Last week's warmer than normal weather conditions may have made you a little bit itchy about field work. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. That was the case with this guy, Darren Hefty with the Hefty Seed Company and Ag PhD.
Well, for sure. Spring fever has hit. And you know, I remember being a kid in high school, how spring fever would hit. And I would get to about April 1st, and it was so hard to focus in class. I just wanted to be out on the farm.
Yeah.
And here we go. It's about April 1st again. And, you know, we've had some warm weather. We've been out in the fields. We've gotten the rest of our fertilizer put on. We've put on our pre-emerge herbicides. We've even seeded some oats. We've seeded some grass. We're ready to go. And now we caught a little bit of rain here over the weekend. And hopefully we catch a little bit more this week to really get things going. And then, yeah, as soon as that dries out, we're going to be ready to plant.
And speaking of planting, you're one that says, hey, you got to plant early when it comes to corn and soybeans.
We really do like planting early, but I will say this. On our farm, we generally wait for the crop insurance date. So that's April 10th. So we'll start on April 10th if the soils are fit. We definitely don't want to mud in the crop if we can possibly avoid that. And certainly on the early side of planting, you want to be really fussy. But man, soil conditions have looked great so far this spring in a lot of areas. So I think it's going to be really good here. We got a little bit of rain on the soil, so everything's kind of getting going again, getting back to normal. Hopefully it ends up being rain and not snow this week. And if so, yeah, you know, starting April 10th, we're going to start planting corn. And then here's the other thing that's kind of interesting, though, Keith. You can buy up that crop insurance date. So if you want to plant earlier, you can talk to your crop insurance agent. Okay. And for, in a lot of cases, a couple dollars an acre, it's not that expensive. You could buy up an earlier crop insurance date.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wenberg.